A couple of days after the Cliftonville game, Warren, your thoughts a few days after, you know, the draw the other night?
It's gone, to be honest. Obviously, I was disappointed at the time, but I said, you know, I'll put it to bed early, I'll take the positives out of it. And, you know, a week's a long time in football, and we look forward to the game on Saturday.
And Dungannon drew with Crusaders down there a couple of weeks ago, so, you know, that'll be another really tough game.
Oh, I said this, they're all tough, and, you know, at the end of the day, but that's what Dungannon, what Crusaders, you know, I just worry about Linfield Football Club. I said that, yes, it's going to be hard, but, you know, it's one that we're confident as well. You know, we've been playing okay lately, and, you know, I'm sure that they'll be confident themselves, but as I say, we've just got to worry about this club, and it's another game that, you know, the boys will be ready for.
3 points behind, 10 games to go, it really is all to play for at this crucial stage now, isn't it?
Well, it's massive. There's a lot of points to play for. As I say, there's going to be twists and turns before the end, and up there and at the bottom. You know, as I said, we've just got to make sure that, you know, we're focused for the last 10 games. And, you know, hopefully at the end of it, there'll be something there for us.
On the injury front, you know, Mark Hockey was out, Niall Quinn came off the other night. Ivan Sproul's out, you know, give us a wee recap on where we're at fitness-wise, you know.
Yeah, Big Hawks, obviously, it's his hamstring, so he could be a while, same as Peter. Sproul's been around the boys, it's healing quite quickly, to be fair, which is good news. Niall Quinn's probably going to be a doubt for tomorrow. You know, he came off the other night, and I don't know, I think it's his calf, so there's a possibility that he won't play. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, there's enough cover there for players to step in, and as I say, it's a chance for whoever it is or what team I pick. You know, it's down to Emmons to keep the shirt.
Plenty of boys busting to get in and show what they can do, isn't it?
Of course, that's what a squad's all about. Yes, you get frustrated, and it's been tough on the ones that haven't been playing, but, you know, they've trained well, their attitude's been top drawer. And, you know, no matter what side I pick, you know, I'm sure they'll go out there and give 100% for this club.
Just need a good lot of supporters to turn out and get behind us tomorrow at what is always a tough venue down at Dungannon, isn't
it? It is, and that's the important thing, is for the supporters to get behind the team. You know what I mean? There's 10 games to go. We're in with a great chance. And it's, you know, you don't want, yes, you can have your booze and who's here, but, you know, the important thing is to get behind those players and support those like they have all season. You know, because at the end of the day, it's a great club. I said this about being a family club, and you don't know what extra motivation and support that little bit, you know, can give to those boys out in that field. And that's what one thing, you know, I want a good atmosphere, and the fans that back the boys 100%.
You yourself were on the bench the other night. How are you feeling fitness-wise yourself?
I feel good, you know what I mean? Obviously, I'd struggled with a bit of my calf, but, you know, I've got to look after myself, and I try and keep myself fit, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, maybe coming before the end of the season, you know, the boots might be on. And it's something that, you know, I've got to assess what I think's best for the team, but obviously I'll be fit if called upon.
Grant McCann showed first half the other night what an outstanding player he is. You know, he really bossed the middle of the park, didn't he?
I even think in the second half we did, you know, as much as, listen, we can't sustain the energy levels we did in the first half because... you know, be like Duracell batteries. You know what I mean? They're rabid if you sustain them energy levels. So we knew they were going to come at us, and, you know, thought, you know, we were still comfortable in the second half, you know, with by the two mistakes, obviously, for the goals. But, you know, yes, maybe Grant was on the ball in the first half, didn't get on it in the second half as much, but he showed what quality he's got. You know what I mean? You can see pictures. And I said this, you know, I'm bringing players in who have to be, if not, you know, just as good, better than what we've got. And, you know, Grant certainly found his feet in the last few games. And listen, but there's great midfielders in there as well. You know, I don't like singling anyone out. I've got great competition for places, and that's the important thing. And, you know, Grant does have that wee bit of experience where he rubs off on the other ones, which helps.
Ross Clark really caught the eye the other night with amazing energy and speed and bursting and taking on the defender, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, Ross. And, you know, I've probably said him he's a threat. You know, he's quick, but maybe just as, you know, his final product a wee bit at the end. You know what I mean? But he's one that, as I say, still a young kid. And you know what? You don't want to burn him out. But, you know, he's definitely got enthusiasm. He's got energy. And he could go on to be a very, very fantastic player for this club.
big game for the Swifts tomorrow as well, Intermediate Cup. It'd be nice to get another, you know, cup run going there too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's important for the whole club, really. You know, the win trophies, and obviously against Dundell, I know a couple of players are out loner and they can't play, but the thing is to get the win, and as I said, like our cup game last week, no matter how you do, it's just getting the next round.
Well, on behalf of everybody going down to Dungannon tomorrow, all the best, and let's hope we bring the 3 points home.
Thank you.